the family. So significant for us as families, but also as church. So significant that last year, Pope Francis summoned or convened a synod to talk just about the family. And I have to admit that the conversation about the family has undoubtedly changed because of the synod. The synod is not over. I thought the synod would get over, but it did not. In fact, the bishops with the Pope will meet again next year to really conclude the synod. It shows how significant the family is to simply us and then us as a church. The synod did not change our understanding of the family, but it brought to the fore the challenges that families face. It acknowledged even those issues that we were otherwise perhaps hesitant to acknowledge. But the greater contribution of the synod was to look at these challenges, the challenges that families face, and approach them more pastorally and compassionately rather than legalistically. As I said, the synod will meet again in October 2015 to complete its work, but then also to provide a cohesive teaching on the family that is acceptable to everybody involved in the conversation. Today, I would like to point out or reflect with you three significant points about families. First of all, the context in which today's families exist and live. The synod spoke extensively about it. On the one hand, the context is the place and the role of traditional families. So there's mom, there's dad, there are kids, and everybody goes to church, kids go to Catholic schools. For most part, not that they're free of problems, but for most part, these families have it together. Traditional families. On the other hand, as the synod's final message said, not every family finds themselves in a situation. And what do we do with that? And what are the challenges that families face? For example, one, enfeebled faith, indifference to true values, sometimes individualism among us, impoverishment of relationships, stress, children with special needs, the challenge that brings into a family, aging. You have an aging mom or dad like I have. Gosh, our hearts ache for them. Poverty, financial stress on a family, and what it can do is amazing. Migration, families moving from one place to the other because of poverty and violence. These issues continue to exert immense pressure on families today. And then this context is complicated sometimes if families break up, either in a divorce or otherwise. Then there is the process of annulment, which in reality is meant to uphold the inviolable bond of marriage. But something that is meant to uphold the bond of marriage can also become a cumbersome process. So the whole question of annulment and is being studied, and it's a serious challenge for us. And perhaps even more complex is the issue of the definition of marriage and families. The very traditional definition of a marriage is a monogamous lifelong covenant between a man and a woman is today in question. I know families in our own parish, for example, whose children find themselves to be either gay or lesbian and in a relationship with a person of the same sex. What do we do as a church about that? This is another challenge that has come before the church. Now, the Synod has outlined these issues as a pastoral concern. Everything. The Synod is being widely embracing of any issue that is a challenge to our families. Nothing is off the table, because I really think we must address and talk about these issues. And I think when the Synod meets again in October, it'll make a very special attempt to respond to these pastoral complexities. And I think it's going to address it not as much legalistically, but rather pastorally, is my understanding. So that's the context in which our families find themselves. But then these contexts are in relation to something else, the ideal. What is the ideal that Scripture and society sometimes, or the church, is presenting to us? So it's very significant then that we have this Feast of the Holy Family, right? The Gospel reading tells us about the family of Jesus. As the account of the presentation at the temple suggests, you heard today's story, Joseph and Mary bring Jesus to the temple to be presented at the temple. So they were a religious family. They were a holy family. They were a God-fearing family. We know that from the Scriptures. Their life was not free of hardships and uncertainties. As you know, they had to flee because Herod was seeking to kill the child. But they worked it all out with faith in God and fidelity to each other. Those two things. Faith in God and fidelity to each other. Yes, life is hard. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, there are challenges. But you know what? We're going to work it out together. In many ways, this is the ideal that is set before us. And how we all wish that our families were like the Holy Family, like this ideal that is set before us. And some families are indeed like the Holy Family, and thank God for that. It means that the ideal is achievable, right? But as I look at my own family, and I come from the family where there is a priest, right? As I look at my own family, we are hardly the ideal or the holiest family around. Hard for me to say that, isn't it? But that is true. We all have expectations of each other that we find it difficult to fulfill. I'll give you a very simple one. When I go home, I really want a vacation. I really want rest. What do my parents want? They want me to be at home when I'm here in Dayton, constantly active. They want to show me off, this priest who can preach and shake the world, and this priest who can, you know, bring healing to our... And you know what? When I go home, what I want to do is hide. Dad and I have constant bickerings about this. Dad wants me to be the Pope, you know. I just want to be where I am. I'm happy, right? And sometimes it causes discord. So even in my own family, we have these expectations of each other that sometimes can cause discord. For others, it's not just simple discord. There is domestic abuse. There's addictions at home. There's financial stress. There are infidelities, hurts, and sometimes the unwillingness to let the past go. This leads to divorce and remarriage and the resulting complex family issues. Now, the Synod is suggesting a more compassionate approach in dealing with families that are struggling. On the other hand, the Synod is also very careful to say that we must avoid what we call deceptive mercy. So the Synod is not saying that, hey, anything goes. That's not what it's saying. It's saying we've got to be compassionate, but avoid deceptive mercy. In other words, the Synod is saying that no matter how far our families find themselves from the ideal, you hear me? No matter how far our families are from the ideal, the church should never stop exhorting people to strive towards the ideal. Yes, we are not perfect families. Yes, my family is not perfect, but does that mean that I should give up? No. Here's the ideal, and we're all going to try to strive to reach the ideal. Moreover, each family must strive to be holy, if not perfect. There's a difference between holiness and perfection. Not all the saints were, they were holy people, not perfect. So we must strive to be holy, even if we are not perfect. So that's the ideal, and we must strive towards that. Thirdly, my point is, how do we get there? Yes, my family is not perfect. I'm sure many of you will agree about your own families. They're not perfect. How can we be a holy family? How can we strive for holiness? Both the first reading and the second reading has some very practical advice to offer us. So in the first reading, there is a special advice to children, right? Sirach exhorts children to treat their parents with respect. And I really am sorry to say that sometimes it's shocking for me to see how children talk to their parents. When I first came, it was a culture shock for me. We have lost that sense of respect for our elders. And Scripture tells us, Sirach tells children to take care of their aged parents. It's a holy task to take care of the aged parents. Paul is even more specific. Here is what Paul says, how we can reach the ideal. He says, put on as God's chosen ones. I put on this vestment today. It's something that I deliberately and consciously did. Like I've put these clothes on, Paul is saying he wants Christians and Christian families everywhere to deliberately and consciously put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and very importantly, forgiving one another. Folks, we are all imperfect people. We all make mistakes. But to forgive is the greatest challenge that spouses and family members have with each other. If anyone has a grievance against one another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you forgive. And over all these things, Paul says, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. Because when we put on love, we are able to overlook people's imperfections. So here's the bottom line. Our families do not have to be perfect to strive towards holiness. Holiness does not mean the absence of problems, as the story of Mary and Joseph and Jesus tells us. Holiness does not mean the absence of problems, but rather it means that we face our imperfections with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. That is what it means. We will never be perfect. I will never be a perfect priest, but I can strive to be a holy priest. In this way, as imperfect people, we can all strive towards the same ideal, the holiness of our families. So today I urge you, as we bring the bread and wine and place it on the altar, I urge you, place your families on the altar. I'm going to do that with my own family. And no matter what your family looks like, maybe it's broken, maybe there's need for healing, maybe there are people who do not believe in traditional families, maybe there are gay and lesbian family members, everything, we place it all at the foot of the altar. And may God give us the grace to be compassionate, kind, generous, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and above all, putting on love. May God make our families holy. People of God said,